T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What might be coming up here, sir?
Well, it is time for week 11 of Connecticut Business Now, our Wednesday morning interview with business owners and nonprofit leaders throughout Connecticut, sponsored by the Superior Networks of Companies. Our special guests are chosen from every industry across our state, randomly selected for the business owners or nonprofit leaders that have registered and been verified as a legitimate Connecticut business entity.
You got to be a homeboy. For our new listeners.
Our girl,
that's true. The Business Innovation Gateway is a nonprofit. It's managed free technology solutions. It's a platform to help you promote unity and growth, and for our state. It's for the good of all of us. Big CT starts by giving all verified Connecticut businesses and nonprofit leaders a voice, a vote, and 100% free listening in the 2020 CT First Directory.
All right. Will you welcome back our friend and founder of the Business Innovation Gateway of Connecticut, Kathleen Crispino. Good morning.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Good morning.
Thanks for showing up and joining us today. She came in on her sled dog. Our special guest, Children and Placement Nonprofit Director Janet Freeman.
This whole thing.
Welcome, Janet. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk for a minute. Kathleen, I'm going to go with you first because you usually bring in people that are kind of involved with the network.
And interesting.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Janet. How did you get her in this thing?
Janet and I met actually going into the legislative building to discuss our personal things that we're working on, and she immediately, as we began to speak, saw the immense value Big CT offers with the free listing platform that enables foster parents, children, families seeking the knowledge about services from and needing an advocate for Connecticut foster care system to be able to instantly and easily be found by anybody in Connecticut.
Jenny, you could have picked easier things to do in life. You really could have. It's tough. And that's what I hear. You know, a lot of things that I hear. Well, let me just get you to this. What do you do and who should be reaching out to you? That's basic.
Sure. Thanks, Ray. Children in Placements help children that have been identified as child victims of abuse and neglect. Our volunteers diligently work to investigate and report to the court the best interest of children to get them to the fastest to the safe and permanent home. These families need resources.
You know, Joe, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, my question, Jen, is how do people get involved as volunteers?
So we are a volunteer agency. If you don't have time to volunteer, you can always make a donation. Every dollar helps, as we're partially funded by the state. Our volunteers save taxpayers over 10,000 labor hours per year to support children and families. We also need volunteers to work one-on-one, even for a short time, and help us to identify the needs of an abused child, find homes and services for a child, groups of siblings, volunteering whatever time you have. We also need mentors to help children that are coming out of age and will be expected to leave their foster homes to find jobs and connect them with services that they will need to receive in order to survive as an adult. Of course, we're always looking for new foster caregivers.
What qualifications, Janet, do the volunteers need to be able to do this?
Sure. So they're screened by our regional managers. There's an intensive 40-hour training that they go through to discuss things about the court system, trauma, cultural competency, some of the things that these kids have gone through. And you get a variety of people. We have lawyers, social workers, teachers, industry people that just really want to give back to children. A lot of children have been through the system themselves. Right. I mean, a lot of the adults have been through the system themselves.
How many kids do you have?
How many kids?
Yeah.
Right now we have about 125 active cases.
That's a lot.
Statewide.
Yeah.
And we have about 150 volunteers.
Oh, wow. That's a nice ratio.
Right. So it's one-on-one. It may be, you know, someone has a sibling set that one volunteer is handling.
Right.
But really it's one-on-one. And you consider when, you know, the DCF social workers have 30 cases, attorneys have several cases. Our volunteers get in there and we don't get the easy cases. You know, we get some that, you know, are medically challenged.
Yeah.
You know, for a lot of different reasons.
Right.
So that's
you're kind of an adjunct to DCF.
Sure. We're an adjunct to DCF and an arm of the court. And really, you know, we're a party to the case, and we are in there giving an unbiased recommendation. Our regional managers look to make sure that we stay impartial.
Right.
Because
that's important, right?
It is. It's a different eye. And, we talk to the families. We talk to the therapists. We talk to the schools. We go to PPT meetings. It is a lot of work. And, you know, I got to thank our volunteers. I thank them, every chance I get. They're wonderful people, dedicated, more than I've ever seen.
Is it important, and I think I know the answer to this, but I'd like to hear you say, when the people come in, they're willing to volunteer, is it important to impress about them the time commitment they're making?
Yeah,
we suggest a two-year time commitment.
Right.
Some of these cases are short. Some of these cases go longer. But we definitely tell them, you know, this is what's involved. You're going to be going into houses during the day. I mean, it's somewhat flexible. It's not as a heavy lift as a mentor, for example.
Okay.
Or not as a heavy lift as a foster parent. But it's a really needed job to go in and give this impartial look to the court. I mean, again, we're one-on-one. The volunteer has the time to talk to the families after work, on the weekends, go to the schools during the day. And sometimes, you know, when they can't do it, then our staff pick it up.
How does a nonprofit like yours benefit by being associated with Big CT?
Well, you know, Big CT gives us a platform. And it gives us, you know, opportunities to find the resources.
Right.
You know, so many times we go to the judge and they're like, okay, well, how are we going to pay for this? Or how are we going to identify this? And our volunteers are out there looking for resources to support these families. These aren't wealthy families.
Right.
Unfortunately, most of the abuse and neglect cases come from poverty cases. They can't provide food for their families or a safe, you know, environment to live in. And so we're looking for resources that are free or low fee to provide these families to help them reunify with their children.
All right. Well, this sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
How many people come and say, okay, I'm interested in getting involved. How many of them decide to go ahead and do it? Percentage.
I would say 80% of the people that call us.
That's a good number.
It is.
They're pre-qualified. They're ready to go.
Well, yeah, there's a lot more to it than that. But
they don't say, oh, let me think about it. But, you know, they do have to think about it.
Right.
It's a serious commitment.
Right. And they make the phone call. We have the conversation with them. We do the interview, which is pretty intense.
Yeah, I bet.
And, go through the background screening. It's a lot to get in there. But once you're in there, it's so rewarding.
No psychological profiling.
And Kathleen, I know you've brought a little donation for the Salvation Army.
Yes, actually. Thank you, Joe. Our sponsor... family is donating. Would like to donate a $2,500 check.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable! Thank you. I'll give you the big money. I keep the small checks. You get the big ones.
I think you hold on to
it. And that's why it is so important for business. You know, with businesses to do well, because it is the businesses that really are capable of supporting our nonprofits.
That's no better proof. Janet, if people are interested in finding out more about children and placement, how do they do that?
They can go through our website, www.childrenandplacement.org. That's the easiest way because there's opportunities to donate, to volunteer. The application is right on the website. And a little bit more about us.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Have a great Christmas. A reminder, register free at bigct.biz.register and get on the platform for the people. It's the perfect Christmas gift to every Christmas for every business owner. Kathleen, thanks for coming in. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you
we'll
so
see
much
you next
for
week.
Us.
Be sure to tune in every Wednesday morning at 8:20 for the next segment of Connecticut Business Now. In the meantime, make sure your favorite businesses are in the 2020 directory. Tell them to register at bigct.biz.register. And if you miss an episode, why you would, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Why you would miss any of our morning show, I have no idea. But if you miss an episode, go to WTIC.com/biz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.